Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. And I picked up another one of my favorite wines, especially during the spring season. And it's like this Portugal wine, and it's so good because it gives a whole different flavor and taste that you normally don't get from other kinds of wines. It's the way it's actually being made. And this is a Vinho Verde. So they don't even see, you can hardly see the hole on the back end. The hole on the back end. So, you know, the hole ain't in there. It's like Vinho Verde. And it's actually green wine. So the Verde is wine. And this is Portuguese. So remember that. Because I know a little Spanish, it just helps me out. But this is a Terras do Litoral. Terras is coastal land. So this is a really, really interesting, great wine because of the fizz that's in it. I did one earlier, if y'all remember, I did a wine a couple of months ago, if I recall the one that we were looking at. It was a Sea Stones Vinho Verde. It was a really good wine as well. So, and I just happened to find these. And so I want to get y'all to understand this one too. These are very low-cost wines. So you get them like $5.99, $8.99. But I'm telling you, they are worth buying. It's a great, great taste. And it's a great, great feel and conversation with that little fizz without being like a champagne or Prosecco and things in that matter. So this is another one of those that's really worth it. So this is, I decided to get this one. And it was like time for a nice, refreshing white wine. So let's get a smell of this one. So great, great tropical lemony. You know, that's what you're getting out of that. Tropical and lemony. You know, it's not bad. It pulls you out. It has some of the... what would you call it? Like sandstone smell, and it's a more mineral smell. You get that? I sniffed it again. So let's get a taste. Yeah. So a lot of the tropical. You're getting a little of the tropical, maybe even a pear. But that little fizz with this is just so good. It just takes you to another place. So if you really start getting these Portuguese wines, I'm telling you, these are worth. Don't be afraid of the price thinking you're getting a cheap wine. Don't be afraid of that. Buy a couple of these, a lot of these, they will give you a really good, entertaining taste. I'm telling you, I really, really like these. This one. It's slight acidity. The acidity is not bad. It's not heavy and it's not bad, but it's a really nice fruit forward in that. You know, it's not tannic because, you know, this is just white wine. And it's just white wine with like a whole bunch of different little different kinds of wines that's in there, or not wines, but grapes. And I'm not going to butcher these, but it's got one, two, three. It's about three different grapes that's in this one, but it's really, really good. I really enjoy this. You see how I'm excited with this, because I didn't realize I had that until I was just going through my little freezer and I was like, yo, I got one of these Portuguese ones. I gotta break it open. And you know, I just threw it out on social media, on Instagram and Twitter. I'm trying to find some people with some more recommendations for Portuguese wines. So if you do, let me know the brand. I'm going to go get it, because I'm telling you, this is really, really one of the wines for the summer that I really believe you should jump on instead of trying to get these Proseccos and Cava's pretty good. I like Cava. So Cava, you can drink anytime. It's not that celebratory. That'd be pretty good. And champagne is whenever you want. But Cisteras do Litoral is a vinho verde. The green wine, once again, we're enjoying this. UrbanWineLife.com. Go to the website. I'm still putting a lot on there. Just enjoy yourself with there. Bougie Black Bro on Instagram and Twitter. And Urban Wine Life on Twitter and Facebook. So check us out. Bougie Black Brother Network under the playlist Urban Wine Life. I hope you enjoyed. Please subscribe so you can get this every week, because I'm telling you, I'm going to pop these out. You'll be able to get it and go from there. So, thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.